Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We've been waiting for the response now.
I got to be honest with you. I just read through the lyrics.
You just read the lyrics. And that's a slow intro.
I mean, it just keeps going. Like, Bart, I'm still scrolling. This is unbelievable.
Did he body Drake? Can Drake come back from this?
I'm trying to find, like, the lines that really...
Don't tell no lies about me. I won't tell no truth about you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Calls him a master manipulator.
Basically said he a culture vulture.
Yeah, he said
you're Canadian.
You're not a rap artist. You're a scam artist with hopes of being accepted. Tommy Hilfiger stood out, but FUBU has never been in your collection.
Ah, saying he ain't really for the culture. He was mainstream before it was mainstream.
That, like,
I wonder if he shoot a video and he have a lookalike. You remember, because the best one was like Carlos and Compton, Easy. Dum, 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 dum. Real. Real, it's the OG. Baby gangster. Approach you like your heart, little buster. I'm a bank. Yeah, Shakespeare.
Man, Ice Cube was there too, man.
Yeah.
He had everybody no dressed up as. Yep. And dressed up as NWA.
Yeah. So I wonder, like you know, like they had, like, he was like, just sign your life away, and he came in with the scope. You know what I'm saying? Real G. Now, I wonder if he had, like, a lookalike of Drake. Like, you know, the lookalike Drake that be going around trying to be, like, positive, have him in an old school, like, wheelchair that he used to have on that series. Somebody come punch him in the head, knock him out of the head. Like, I wanted to get like that. I need the video. You know what I'm saying? Because Hit Him Up had the video. First off, in the click you came, rest side when you ride, coming quick with game. You came to be a player, but the wife.
And I feel like just not with disses, but videos always make the song a lot better.
And make it visual.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, saying
it's like you're talking straight to him.
Saying you're a prankster, like, had a lookalike, and then punch him in the side of the face out the wheelchair.
He said, once a lame, always a lame.
I mean, Drake is lame.
He said, it's always rich. Been about love and hate. Now, let me say I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way you walk, the way you talk. I hate the way you dress. I hate the way you sneak diss. If I catch a flight, it's going to be direct.
Mm. We're gonna have to...
The drama here, man, is just so unbelievable.
I love the petty, man. This brings hip-hop alive. I'm tired of hearing about booties and shaking and, like, nah, man, I want to hear some bars. I want to hear some insults, direct shots.
I'm just reading through this. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to listen to it on the way there.
We certainly will. All right.
Speaking about beef, the Sixers and the Knicks, I think this is going to have long-lasting hate. Like, once the series is over, I think it's going
to tell you, they're going to compete chippy. For players this offseason.
Yeah, and I think
they're going to compete for players.
And I think it's going to get chippy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because it's all
you think tonight's going to get chippy?
It's all fun and games until the team that you used to beat up on or that was a joke start playing and winning and getting respect. You know what I mean? It's all fun and games because you used to take that, you know, that dub easy. You know what I mean? And, like, the Sixers have been, you know, better a lot sooner than the Knicks. And, like, now the Knicks are starting to become the team that's making the right moves in free agency, building their team the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And teams, they start getting chippy because now they see it's not easy. And now they know they got to show you respect, but they still remember you as little brother. You ever remember how you used to beat up your little brother or something like that, or dude that you used to beat easy, and then for some reason, all of a sudden, he better? And it's like Cinderella Man. What's wrong, man? You beat him easy last time. They ain't the same man. And these ain't the same Knicks. Bring your ass in here so we can bounce your check that you wrote, Jewel Embiid. Yeah, I called him Jewel.
You did.
See, Jewel the Tool.
If you're just joining us, Embiid did not participate in the shoot-around this morning. He is listed as questionable, but he has been for the entire series. He's played throughout what they're calling the knee management, because remember, he did have the surgery. But they've added to the injury list migraines.
Wussitis. That's what
we call it. And Tim Bontemps, who's covering the series for us at ESPN, joined us earlier, and he told us he expects him to play. But yes, migraines is something that they've listed here. Kelly Oubre also listed with an illness. And he also was not participating in the shoot-around.
Wussitis, too?
Take that what you want with it, but...
Yeah, wussitis, too.
That's certainly where it's at.
The wussitis is spreading all in their locker room.
We will continue with your calls on this if you're going to the game. Always love to hear from you on that stuff. And how can a building have an impact on a game like this when you know the Knicks fan has not seen Embiid since Game 3? So this is their first... time that they're going to, you know, how many outrage Knicks fans after game three and all the antics he pulled in that.
Yo, this is crazy.
What did you just realize?
If you want to get the crowd right.
Yeah.
Because I feel like East Coast, like, they rock with the type of rap that Kendrick has. And Kendrick was here doing pull-ups in the streets like 2 days ago. I wonder if he's still here. What if he sit in front and they play the beat over the top? You talk about dissing them. Imagine playing that with the ESPN or the TNT guys get to hear the disc. Why he there?
You think you need all that?
Yeah. No, that would electrify a crowd in a whole nother way. Because just think, this outside of the Knicks playing tonight, this is going to be the biggest thing going on.
People, I know.
Trying to break these bars down. And if he's in the building, because he was in New York 2 days ago, so he probably still here, or could be still here, and you put him front and center,
mm-hmm.
and let him sit next to Jada, today's price is not yesterday's price, not today's price, mm-hmm. with all the dudes that's lyricists that like this type of stuff. Oh. Garden gonna be, and they playing part of the song. Oh, but the playing the role of Drake is Joel Embiid. Oh,
yesterday's price is not today's price.
Oh, that'd be gangster. You talk about getting attention for the culture with the culture. That'd be fire, son.
800-919-3776. We'll get back to the calls on the Knicks stuff, the Knicks and the Sixers tonight and everything else. But let's hear from your good friend Joe Douglas, who opted not to come on our show but decided to go on with Dave and Rick this morning instead.
I'm going to make him draw a line in the sand, man. Either you give me all your content, man.
Maybe he was like, well, I never heard from Bart.
I actually think what happened was that
he was like, well, I haven't heard from Bart, so I guess he doesn't want me on the show. So, yeah, I'll come on with you guys. You know? Like, you can call him and say, hey, do you want to jump on with us? Draft is over now. Mm. You can do that. You know you're allowed to do that, right?
Damn.
What'd you do? Diet.
I ain't mean to, man.
Yeah, but you did.
I don't do them fake sweeteners, man.
Yeah, you did, though. All that chemical in there now.
Oh, cellulose. I can't even drink this, man. Can't it's $5 even. Down the downtown.
Is it? No good. What is this that you gave me, by the way? Because this.
This is fire.
Awful.
What?
I can't stand it. Disgusting. I can't drink it.
It's watermelon and lime.
I know it is.
It's got probiotics in it and plant fiber.
Great. You know I'm in the city for the rest of the day, right? You give me a thing with probiotics in it.
But it lets you clean you up.
I don't want to do that when I'm stuck here until at least midnight tonight.
I'm just trying to get you a healthy gut.
I have a healthy gut, but I don't need any extra help with the plumbing while I'm in the city, and I'm not going to be home until after midnight tonight.
I'm sorry. I gave you a biscuit, so I knew the biscuit was going to make your blood sugar go up.
Biscuit was all right.
So, yeah.
Biscuit was pretty good. It was kind of damp, though, like because, you know, when it's just sitting in those containers.
Yeah, yeah. But it
gets a little damp.
But their container has like vents on it, which is innovative.
Didn't help.
See right here?
Yeah. Eggs were good though.
Okay.
Eggs were good. I appreciate the eggs.
All right. Well, I was just trying to do that. So like when you eat the bread, your blood sugar spikes. So I was going to try and give you some probiotics with the fiber in it to make sure that your blood sugar don't spike. So, because I know you're cutting. So we was eating something bad. So I was going to give you the probiotics. Lemonade. Maybe I should, you know what? I should have gave you cherry vanilla.
Nope. I'm good.
I should have gave you ginger.
Definitely not. I'm good. Do you want to hear from Joe Douglas?
Yes.
I'm curious to see what he had to say about his draft.
I want to hear, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? He ain't said it to me, so I'm a little salty.
You're salty?
I'm going to have to come out with a diss record like Kendrick.
Anyways.
Mr. Clean.
Interesting what he said about Olush Fashanu, who they took with the 11th pick, right? They took the tackle.
Olu Fashanu.
Right. And it's interesting because the question was about where he will play in the offensive line.
I feel like tackle's what he's played his entire career in high school and college. He'll get out here and practice, and we'll have him get in the left tackle stance, get in the right tackle stance. I mean, he's going to practice a lot of different positions here, and he's excited to get into a great room. We love the depth in the room. Unfortunately, I guess one of the silver linings about all the injuries we've had the last 2 years is that we've had a lot of young, deaf players that have had to step up and start games in this league, and so all of our backups have started games, and so he's going to add to a great room and be with two top-tier veteran players and people in Tyron and Morgan.
So tackle, not guard, which is I think makes sense.
Why do that? If the knock on him is he's not a tremendously gifted run blocker yet. Mm-hmm. His pass blocking is ahead of his run blocking. Why would you put him in a road grader spot where he got to move some big, heavy-ass war daddies?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Sitting there, yeah, go move Dexter Lawrence.
Well, because you have two vets that you have in the left and the right, like, and you draft a guy at 11, yeah, you don't want to draft him to sit. So
Hold on. So you're going to put him in front of your best lineman in Vera Tucker, or you're going to put him in the guy that you brought in and paid money to be your road grader? So, like, pick your poison.
So you drafted him to be a depth guy that's going to help you, knowing that my left tackle probably is only going to play
– right.
Like,
and he ain't going to practice.
70%?
So I want high end practice as well. You remember, I want him to get.
We're developing him for the future.
And he's going to be able to sharpen his tools, you know what I'm saying? Because every day he's going to be going against, you know, either Hassan Reddick,
yeah,
or even going to get Jermaine Johnson, mm-hmm, or Will McDonald. So, okay, you know, he may look bad or worse in practice than he is in the games.
Okay. All right. So there's that on the number one pick. How about this? And you've been talking about them getting Jordan Travis in the draft, and he's a quarterback that we know is still recovering from a devastating ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
And can he be a guy that you stash and develop into your future quarterback in the days of after Aaron Rodgers? So Joe Douglas on the plan for Jordan Travis.
The plan for him is just to plant him in a great, great quarterback room. No different than the room that Olu's going to, just high-quality veterans, great people. He's going to be able to watch and learn two of the best guys in the NFL, and Aaron and Tyrod, and they're going to take him under their wings, and he's going to grow.
So that's the plan.
Smart plan. I mean, you think about the leadership he's going to get. He's going to learn how to be a leader. He's going to understand what it's like to be a professional quarterback. He's going to see professional news conferences and interviews. He's going to see a guy deal with adversity. Nobody's going to have the mic in their face. And I think out of most quarterbacks in the league than Aaron Rodgers, he's a polarizing figure. He's going to get to see what that's like.
He's going to get to know the NFL before the NFL gets to know him.
Right.
That's the best way to put it. Like there's no pressure of him even playing. There's no expectation of him even playing. The whole thing is get yourself healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And get into the NFL life,
yep,
and lifestyle by watching one of the greatest of all time do it. They're hoping that at some point he'll be ready,
mm-hmm,
to then assume the role once Aaron Rodgers is done playing. And it's almost their version of Jordan Love.
Yeah, what you do in the dark is going to be shown in the light. The good thing is you get to do and get your work done in the shadows, where you won't be critiqued. Nobody's going to be worried about how many balls he completed in training camp.
Yeah, they'll still do it anyway.
No, they'll be looking at Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
Yeah.
Think he's going to play in training camp? You think he'll be ready in training camp from that injury?
They won't hit him.
Yeah, I know, but still just being able to participate. Do you think by then?
Mostly the worst injuries in the world. Eight months.
Yeah, okay.
So
November when he shattered the ankle?
Yeah, so November, December, January, February, March, April, May, July, August.
Okay.
He'll have 8 months.
Okay.
He should be practicing around training camp.
Well, that's good. But the beat writers will still keep a count.
Yeah, and he'll have a red jersey on, nobody's going to hit him.
Hit him, right. Right, okay, so there's that. Now, getting back to Aaron Rodgers, of course, the Jets GM talking about what Rodgers has, of course, brought to this team.
I think there's a perception of Aaron from those that do not know him or have not been around him. But when you get around Aaron and you spend time with him and get to know him as a person, you see how genuine he is, how authentic he is, and how good of a person he is. How he really wants to make meaningful connections with, you know, not just his teammates, but, I mean, people in the building. He's coming up and he's spending time with ticketing people or marketing people. He's a really fun guy to be around. And, you know, at the same time, all he wants to do is win. I've had a chance to have so many meaningful conversations with him in this year. He's a great teammate. I really feel that way. Like, he's just a extremely intelligent guy, and he really cares. He cares about people, and he cares about winning.
What are you laughing at?
Because it's so funny, right? Because Aaron Rodgers gets to do something that I think everybody our age is doing. That's learning to live with gratitude and live with in the moment. You know what I mean? You talk about mindfulness, right? That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, most people that become enlightened and dealing with mindfulness at like 35 to 40, usually that's when the athlete retire. And we start doing that. That's why you see all these people with chakras and stones. And, you know, you got Kyrie with the rose quartz. and all that stuff, energy and, you know, protecting my energy.
All the natural
but, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have a middle-aged man doing that, but he's still a football player. Where normally you do that when you're done. You ever walk into some of your friends that you haven't seen in a while? Everybody's in this mindfulness. Every woman is into Reiki and their energy and putting flowers in there to cleanse the air and stones and eating certain stuff. We're just watching the dude that's living in mindfulness right now. That's why you talk about connecting. That's all about mindfulness, right? That's about appreciating the food. And they do the sensory test where they give you like a strawberry and they tell you to chew the strawberry. And then they would say, I want you to appreciate the strawberry. I want you to feel like the texture of the strawberry, feel the seeds and blah, 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 right? And we got an old man that's living like, remember Kung Fu the Legend? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He basically like the Buddhist karate man going on, but we're getting to see him. So like he's having these conversations and Joe Douglas appreciates it because he's the same age. Joe Douglas is the early 40s too.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's funny because we're watching a guy who I think it took him leaving and transitioning. A la like when you leave a place that you've been for a long time, you're forced to reflect and transition. So like where
it's the fresh start that you were
right.
You always look for because you always want that chance to start over.
Because you know you made mistakes where you were.
Of course.
So like, and it's hard for the place that you made mistakes to forgive the mistakes. But you come over here with the mindfulness and the stuff that you learned. It's like people when they get married for the second time.
Right.
They know what they want and they don't let things, you know, get to certain points. So I feel like Aaron Rodgers, when he left, you know, Green Bay, he kind of had this awakening of mindfulness and a new deeper appreciation. And he had none of the baggage with this team that he had with the last team because he went through a wide range of emotions.
Well,
so like
the baggage thing, it's starting to build up a little bit after some of the says on podcasts that get people upset.
But it's still a little bit though. It's still only a little bit.
Yeah, it's obviously well. Most of the stuff in Green Bay was more about his personal war with the front office and.
Yeah, but you know, but if it affected, it's like you ever seen somebody who you had a gripe with,
yeah,
and then they go get another relationship, and the other person you hear him talk, and it's like, oh, he's so this, and you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Him?
Yeah.
So when you come over here, I'm sure the receivers, Watson, all those guys are looking at how he treated the new receivers over here, like what?
Yeah.
Like. It was just last year. He treated us like crap.
Yeah.
He ain't come. He ain't hang out with us. He ain't connect with us. This dude's on man dates with these dudes sitting at play. This dude's been a plays.
I think
he's been to games.
Bart,
hockey,
he did
basketball.
That stuff in Green Bay.
No.
It just wasn't as publicized.
No. He did not do that with the last group. He did that maybe with Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver,
mm-hmm.
and Donald and Jones.
Okay.
He ain't do that with them last guys. They ain't see his ass, remember?
But, all right, but let me get to the last thing that Joe Douglas was asked, and I'm glad the guy has asked this because, you know, like it's what you're saying. And the one thing that keeps people from really wanting to embrace Aaron Rodgers is that he can go on a podcast on a random day and say something that becomes a lightning rod statement that brings some drama to an organization that certainly doesn't need it and some negative attention as well. And so the guys asked Joe Douglas if he wished that Aaron would just, you know, have a little more of a low profile.
He's an authentic guy and, you know, he's each their own. Everyone lives their life the way they want to. And so I have a lot of respect for Aaron the person and of course Aaron the player.
What old person? Remember, he.
I love that answer. You know what that answer is?
He can do what
that's
he
above
to.
My pay grade.
Yeah.
I can't tell him what to do. You think I'm in charge? I'm building a roster. I can't tell players what to do.
See, but you have
that's
you,
the owner.
But you have to look. You have to look that Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? Is a guy who is unapologetic because he's older now. He don't care.
But it doesn't mean well.
It's like Tom Brady. I know what you're saying. But the filter is off.
I get it. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that in some of our organizations, there are people that have a level of authority mm-hmm. that they can at least say to Rodgers, like, listen, man, this is not good for the brand. Like, can you just, you know what I mean? You can do that if you feel like you're in charge.
Yeah.
But that we know about the Jets.
It's a partnership.
There is no one who's actually, there's no CEO. There's no one in charge.
It's a partnership.
Right. So Joe Douglas is not somebody, like when people think that Joe Douglas is the boss,
yeah.
He's not. He is the guy that builds the roster. He doesn't tell people what to do.
Yeah, you can't tell any player what to do, let alone somebody that's the same age.
Well, because the owner doesn't give him that authority to do it.
But
so he doesn't have that. But so that's fine. And that's so what he's basically saying is he's going to do what he's going to do, and there's nothing I can say to him. As long as he plays great on the football field, it's the only thing that matters to me. Other than that, I can't control what he's going to say, and he's going to say what he's going to say. If he plays great for us, that's my job. Yeah, that's the only thing that affects my job.
We'll see.
That's a Woody Johnson question.
We'll see what type of level of reporting we have. Because if you ever want to put him into a corner and potentially make controversy, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
I forgot the dude. He's not there anymore, but I almost wanted to fight him. My first course he asked me was about the economy.
Manish?
No, the other dude.
There's another dude?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't know there was another dude.
The dude I got fined $10,000 for because I tried to fight him.
Well, I don't remember.
His name's Lebertard.
Leberfeld, maybe? Yeah.
And he only had a credential because his dad owned a news outlet.
Okay.
And so, he asked me about the Detroit economy. I don't know what he was trying to be, a smart ass or something like that, because he knew I had my degree in economics.
Right.
But it was the dumbest question. But if you ever want to get something that maybe Aaron would answer, you ask him about something like Palestine or what's going on with war. And then that's something that can really shake it up, because you got to think Woody Johnson and all that stuff at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we had, really bad people in the locker room, now I know they got a lot of those guys out of there. You know what I'm saying? That's something that, if he put something like that, that can, really be super polarizing.
Forget it. Absolutely.
And I'm sure he has an opinion about it, but I would hope he would defer and not say anything about his
what you would ask to me as an organization, what you would ask
what's going
him,
on with Columbia.
All of it. What I would ask Aaron Rodgers is that when training camp begins, we're officially in our season. And if you could just keep it to football, that would be great. So that we're not dealing with having to answer
cleanup stories.
The questions that people will ask us about what you said that becomes a distraction. Yeah. And while you can't control the media, you can control what you say. And that's all I would do. I wouldn't get into him about his – you certainly have the right to say whatever the hell you want. But I would ask out of a courtesy is that once we're in season, can we just not – have to make those kind of statements in season? Because if you haven't paid attention, this is the Jets. And whenever things happen like this, it does take the whole franchise down. It's an uncanny thing. This franchise just cannot, I guess it's ironic. This franchise has no vaccine for controversy.
Yeah.
Right? It just doesn't. It is not immune.
What about immunization?
Yeah, it doesn't have that either. this franchise, even when you wear a mask, this franchise still finds a way to find controversy, or it finds them, and it infects the franchise. So that's all you'd ask. Now, will he acquiesce? Probably not. But that, if you had something to say to him privately, that's what I would say. Can we just get through a season, and all we talk about is football? Then when we get to the offseason, do whatever you want. And I'll tell you what, you win a Super Bowl with this team? Nobody will, everything you say, people will believe, because you will be that guy in this city. People won't care. He'll say stuff and be like, I don't care. You want a Super Bowl for the Jets? I don't care. That's literally what it'll be. All right, 800-919-3776. We got audio files coming up. Interesting stuff, of course, going on in the world of sports, including what happened in L.A. or in Denver. The Lakers were eliminated, but LeBron said something that will resonate around the league.
Will it resonate
about
here?
His future. And it could resonate here. That's right. So stay with us on that. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. And you can bet on three-pointers made in a game, or over-under point totals. Would you take the over or under tonight? Knicks and the Sixers. First basket score. Would you guess tonight it would be Embiid or Jalen Brunson? Just go to FanDuel.com/Allen to get started. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Plenty of bad takes from a couple of years ago, being exposed these days with the Knicks and the way Jalen Brunson is playing. Stephen A., one of them back then that had one of those bad takes on the signing, so is he ready to admit now that he was wrong?
I mean, I won't say that's bigger than LeBron going to Miami or L.A. I won't say it's bigger than Kevin Durant going to Golden State. Those ended up in championships. Mm-hmm. But let me omit those two categories, and I'll challenge anybody to tell me a better pickup in free agency than what Jalen Brunson has meant to the New York Knicks, arguably in the last 20 years. I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew, honey, during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Just going through these Kendrick lyrics. I mean, you've played that thing about three times in the break. And every time you're like, oh, man.
Like, cause he went at the abs. He's like, let's tell the people how you got abs there, Brody. So like,
call him Brody.
Rick Ross was talking about before that. You know what I'm saying? He got lipo and he got his stomach etched like De La Hoya got. That's where he got his abs, and now he eating bad, and that's why he said he had that outfit on his
the baggy
on
outfit.
his tour.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, cause you gotta have like compression on it. You know what I'm saying?
He said,
let's not talk about, I got a son to raise.
Yeah, he said, you think my life is rap. I got a son to raise, but I can see you know nothing about that.
Ooh, because he had because Drake had his kid about a porn star.
Yeah, there was that.
And then he denied him.
That was that line, right?
They had to find out that he had a kid. He
tried to hide his kid from the world.
Yeah. And that was.
No, he tried to hide the fact that he had a baby by a porn star that he, you know what I'm saying, probably was having some fun with, and then intend to get that person pregnant.
Damn, serious stuff here, man. It's just so funny how
personal
it gets. Listen to this from, Anthony Edwards, your favorite guy. You love Ant-Man,
Ant-Man,
right?
Ant-Man, that's me.
All right, well, he has generated, this is the NBA. He has generated more than 100 million views across NBA social and digital platforms since the start of the playoffs.
Huh.
Second among all players. Who do you think is number one? LeBron James.
LeBron got a whole team behind him. See?
LeBron has 130 million views on videos of him. Still, Edwards was the seventh most viewed player in the regular season.
Yo.
But in the playoffs, he's number two.
I wonder how
If they make a run,
I wonder how his new. I wonder how his shoe line. How, like I know he got shoes. I don't remember who he with.
But can he? Yeah, like boy, honestly,
who he with? Adidas.
Who?
Ant-Man.
He's with Adidas.
He has Adidas.
Honestly, and his signature shoe might be one of the better basketball shoes.
Yeah, but they basketball shoes. They're not like the culture shoe.
Well, they'll do that eventually.
Like, you know how you can wear the Kyries, like you can wear like even the but Devin I think Bookers you can wear.
But I think the opportunity for him right now.
Yeah, he can.
Minnesota he can takes on Denver, and that's a must watch series. And if they find a way to beat them, and they go to the conference finals, he really could start to blow up as that guy. That everybody's been waiting to see. Can he? Because he's got the personality, he's got the looks, his game is compelling. Like, there's so much. And I've heard people say, well, he plays in Minnesota. Can that work against him? LeBron played in Cleveland. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
LeBron played in Cleveland. So I don't think market's going to matter here. It's success.
Yeah.
And that's where it begins. And then it's also this. He has to, I heard, who was it that was saying this? Was it Greedy saying this? That you also have to go through with now the national audience, the ups and the downs. We got to rise, right? Watch the rise, and then he hits whatever the pitfall is going to be. Like you always
whatever
say,
the road bump.
You got to go through pain first, right?
I mean, he got swept last year. So you talk about being able to avenge the team that put you out last year. If he able to send the champs home,
right? And
it's
then
because he's that dude.
But think about it, and still like, oh, can't get over the top. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts rooting for you, right? It starts to become mm-hmm. that Steph Curry. You remember, like they lost. But they were that it team, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would just started getting on their side, like, you want to see him win. You just love him. You love everything about him. I want to see him win. So I wonder if he's on that trajectory this season. We shall see. All right, calls to get to at 800-919-3776. But before we do that part, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
The gong just sounds like, I mean, it's powerful today. Let's see. Adam Schefter, as we were just listening from stuff from Joe Douglas, said that the Falcons had a chance to make a deal with the Jets. This was from Unsportsmanlike.
I got no problem with Michael Penix, the player, but the circumstances around it, you can obviously debate. I think they could have traded back and gotten the guy anywhere in front of 13. Now you say, well, maybe they couldn't have. Well, the Jets wanted to trade up to 8. The Jets would have traded, and the Falcons could have slid back to number 10 at the very least and gotten, let's say, an extra 4th. The Bears weren't taking Michael Penix at 9, so go to 10, get Michael Penix, get an extra 4, and go pick another defensive lineman. They didn't do that. So, you know, there's some things like that that you could debate.
Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't hear that.
The Jets tried to move. What Shefty's basically saying,
I knew they were trying to trade.
Was
up.
The Jets tried to move
for
up
probably,
to
right?
8, and right, they would have gotten a Dunze because he went 9 to
yep,
the Bears.
Yep, they were trying to jump because they knew that's where.
And they
was
probably
going.
Could have gotten Penix at 10.
Of course, they would have got Penix at 10.
So
they could have got Penix at in front of Minnesota and everybody else.
I wonder what again. It would have been nice to hear. I guess Joe Douglas probably wouldn't have talked about it, but. I wonder what it was that broke that, because getting a Dunze, that would have been something. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But did not happen. Here's Shefty now from McAfee. And remember what we said about the Giants? They were trying to trade up the 3. The belief was that they wanted Drake May more than anything, right? And the whole idea was that Drake May was the only quarterback they wanted, and once they couldn't make a deal at 3, they're like, all right, we're out on quarterback, and that's why they went with Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. Adam Schefter on McAfee says that's not true.
I believe that the Giants wanted Joel to slide to them. That's my belief, that was the hope that he was going to get to them, and I think some of this quarterback talk for the Giants might have been a little camouflage to try to get somebody like Minnesota to trade up, because if they traded up to the Chargers spot at 5, and gotten J.J. McCarthy, Joe Alt would have slid right to the Giants slot at number 6.
Mm.
And that would have been ideal for a team that last year allowed its quarterbacks to be sacked 85 times.
That's really interesting actually wanted the tackle. They have Andrew Thomas at left tackle. Joe Alt's a left tackle.
Well, they would move Evan Neal, remember, to guard.
Right.
And move Joe Alt to right tackle.
So Alt they would teach him to play right tackle. Or, and that was the whole idea.
No, yeah, yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's where he's playing. He ain't playing over Christian Slater out there in L.A. He's going to be a right tackle regardless.
Okay.
So, like, you know, and listen, I always
see. I think Joe Shane really handled the draft very well.
Yeah,
nobody had any idea what they were going to do.
But I think if they would have went with Alt, then they probably would have definitely made the trade for either T. Higgins with that second round pick, T. Higgins, or Brandon Ayuk.
That's interesting.
Because that's starting to come down. It's either Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel. Like, that's starting to come out, too.
Yeah.
They know past this year they can't keep both of them.
All right. Back to the Joe Douglas thing, because we were able to find this. The guys did ask him about, this is from DNR, about moving up to try to perhaps get Odunze.
I think we were the first trade in the draft, if I'm not mistaken. So, and I think everyone saw from 1 to 9, everyone decided to stick and pick and made their choices. So there wasn't a lot of movement. I feel like guys locked into their players and made their choices. And so once we got to 10, we had an opportunity to move back one spot with the Vikings, do a deal where we were able to pick up a fourth and a fifth. And we had a pretty good thought process that they were going to be taking quarterback and not someone we were targeting. So this was an opportunity to move back one spot. It was busy. Even when we were on the clock at pick 11, there was a lot of action, but we felt that was the right move.
Yeah, so they did have options, but the better option was to get draft capital, move back, and still get the player that they were looking for. So that's the Jets story. That's the draft story. Meanwhile, the NBA story is, for the first time since 2003, is it three or four? No, maybe it was 2006, I think it is. The NBA playoffs do not include LeBron James, Steph Curry, or Kevin Durant. That's incredible to hear. Like that, it's a generation of players. Generation since you had these three guys out. And think about this. The MVPs. Jokic is still in, obviously, right? Giannis could be out in the first round. They're down 3-1. You could take him out of the equation. James Harden could be out. Russell Westbrook could be out if they don't win their series with the Mavericks. So you could have a second round where there's only one MVP in the last, 10 years playing, which is amazing. But LeBron, what he didn't say after the Lakers lost in Game 5 last night in Denver is what's making headlines.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Not going to answer that. Now, he's got an opt-out. It's hard to believe he's going to leave $50 million on the table. But I do think it is a bit of what he does every year, which is apply pressure on his organization to do things that make him happy.
Dude's a billionaire. The problem is, what can they do to make him happy? They got
draft his son. Draft his son. They have a second-round pick.
LeBron James.
You and your son be still taking your whole ass home, because your son ain't going to help you be a better player.
Well, it's not about that. It's for him. It's about the experience. He's going to be 40 years old. I think he knows that the clock is ticking. Even though he's still playing at a high level, you're going to reach a point of like, all right, if I'm not doing this to win a championship, then what am I doing? Well, I want the experience of playing with my son. And that's what this becomes. He wants the Lakers to draft his son.
He can get his son drafted anywhere.
I know, but he wants the Lakers to do it so he doesn't have to leave.
So
it's $50 million he'd have to walk away from.
So when LeBron retire,
yeah,
he can just, his son is in his backyard, so he can be on the sideline and watch him play.
Whatever it is.
That makes sense.
I don't know, but I'm saying
that makes sense, because when LeBron retire, he's living in L.A.
Yeah.
And his son is still living there. So he can
LA,
be there.
Playing for the Lakers.
And then he's still close to Bryce and all that stuff. So that makes sense.
Well, this is what he said about Bronny's future.
I don't know. I haven't given much thought lately. Obviously, I thought about it in the past. But, you know, the kid has to do what he wants to do. And I don't even want to say kid no more. The young man will decide what he wants to do and how he wants his career to go.
I mean,
it's amazing. This dude got a choice to go to the NBA, but he couldn't even play at USC. Like, what are we talking about?
And he's been through a lot, too. Remember, obviously, with the
But what are we talking about? You talk about nepotism. You talk about being able to skip the line.
Would you do this or no?
This dude ain't even qualified to play in a G League.
You don't know that.
He couldn't play for USC.
Yeah, but it's much different you play in the G League. What he's going to be, which is more of a defensive guy. And you develop him.
He's going to be Patrick Beverly.
Listen, all I know is that if I were running the Knicks, I have 2 second-round picks, I would think about it.
In what world?
And then try to make a trade for him.
In what world can you not even, that you can put 0.5 points up with your college team and go get drafted in the NBA?
In the NBA.
If you ain't LeBron, if you ain't LeBron James' son.
Well, that's what it is. He's LeBron James' son. That's the world. Anyways, tonight the world is the world's most famous arena. Game 5, Knicks and the Sixers. Bing bong. listed as on the injured list, not as he is every game, is as questionable as Joel Embiid on the knee injury or the knee recovery from the injury from the surgery. Every game he's on, he's been listed questionable, but he's played obviously every game. But the difference is today also listed with a migraine that kept him from even participating in the shoot around this morning. Tim Bontemps was covering the series for us at ESPN. He was on our show a little bit earlier today, and he said he expects him to play.
We'll see how things go throughout the course of the day, but Joel Embiid and Kelly Oubre were both out of shoot around this morning. Oubre has an illness and agreed. Embiid has a migraine. They both were home resting ahead of the game, and ahead of game two, Tyrese Maxey didn't come to shoot around because he wasn't feeling well. He had a near 35-point triple-double and just about won the game. So I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in whether guys are at a walkthrough in the morning or not. And Embiid is questionable for basically every game. So I think it's certainly safe to assume you're going to see him at the Garden tonight for game five.
I expect him to, but I also wonder how big of an impact the bright lights, if you have a migraine, bright lights of the Garden and the anticipated noise level that could be in that building as this crowd has not seen the Knicks clinch a playoff series in 25 years. I mean, we're talking about some history tonight, and I imagine the emotions will be high, not just with that, but also with this is their first shot at Embiid since the controversy, of course, in Game 3 with the stuff that he did. So you know already they're going to be rabid for him.
And Game 4.
And then, of course, yeah, there's that too. So you put all that together on top of the fact that he has a migraine on a building that everybody knows the lights are brighter here than anywhere else. It only makes it even more interesting to see how this game begins and what condition he is in to start this game.
Turn on the lights in here, baby.
It's gonna be interesting.
Extra bright so you can see this. I'm sorry.
What was that? What was that, Jake? I didn't hear you.
Oh, his little anniversary from on this day. I don't know if you want to go to that.
Oh, on this day.
Mm-hmm.
On this day.
1998.
What did you think happened?
I was in high school.
Oh, man. This, one of those moments. I'll take you back. Game 4. Zoe, LJ.
Oh, this is the fight.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Rebound, New York. And fists are flying at the other end. Larry Johnson is one of them.
Here we go.
Oakley and Morning have at each other.
And both of those guys will not play in game five.
I love that line.
But it's on,
and both of those guys will not play in game five.
But
they were throwing punches, and Jeff Van Gundy was holding on to Alonzo Mourning's leg like his life depended on it, which it probably did. Somehow, someway, he thought he was going to break that fight up,
right,
and he ended up on the ground.
Yeah, not the leg. He got the ankle. Like, he was low, too. He had his whole stomach on the guy.
It was the most bizarre thing you've ever seen.
But
remember, the year before they got into that big fight that cost the Knicks the series because everybody got suspended, including Ewing. They blew a series lead in 97. Then they have this moment in 98.
They still didn't learn. They still
it's
fight.
Just like they hated each other, these two teams.
But what I'm saying is, what did you hear? Oakley throws a punch. He wasn't even in the initial stuff. He threw the punch.
Yeah, he got in there, too.
You need a guy like that. And what did Oakley say?
Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning did not. They did not get along. That's from their Charlotte days. They did not like each other.
And they used to be boys. So tell me this. So who's going to be – who is that person here? You heard Oakley the other day.
I'm telling you, you can't these days.
But what did Oakley say? Oakley said, I would smack the hell out.
He did say that.
Yeah,
but it's easy for him to say that. Him getting suspended, like I said, 97, Patrick Ewing took one step off the bench and David Stern made an example of him, made him sit, cost them that series. So
we're not asking
you
for a star.
You can't do that to Embiid. And that's why I go back to saying this. You want your pound of flesh, eliminate him in the building tonight and let the crowd have at him.
If we up by 20.
No. No. Nobody can get suspended. You got to play a game one.
If we up by 20.
Nope.
I need our version of Antetokounmpo.
You don't have that.
Yes, Jericho Sims. I need you to come on off the bench.
Jericho Sims is not that guy, and he has a shoulder issue.
I don't care. Listen, you ain't shooting no pass.
Oh, boy.
But I want you to do is when this dude jump up and get a rebound, I want you to either push him.
No.
Or I want you to rub it to his leg. Or I want you.
But what are you going
to
do?
I want you to lay on the ground.
I want you to go down on all fours behind him, and I'll push him over you.
Yes, yeah. No, I want you to sit
there. You're going to hear the knee snap like it's a tree branch.
Yeah, I want you to sit there, and when he jump, I want you to grab his ankles just like he did Mitch.
No, what we need is Allen to hook Bart up with some tickets.
That's what we
Bart
need.
Bart storms the court.
Bart will find his way courtside. I can get him in the building.
I ain't never took down a 7-footer, see?
Oh, boy. But you know what? In this city, you're already a bit of a legend. Do you know how much of a bigger legend you would be?
I'd be on brand.
If you just went out and sacked him?
What if I just
and then did the dance?
What if I just do Nancy Kerrigan?
Why?
Why? I come out of blue like Terry Tate, the office linebacker, and
somebody with a Jets helmet run on the court.
Oh my God!
And they took out Embiid. Who is it? They ripped his helmet off. It's Bart Scott.
By God,
that's Bart Scott's music.
you sound like Teddy Taylor. Hey, give me the mic. And I'm like, oh, what a rush.
Oh, my God. All right, we're way late.
I definitely hit him.
We are way late. That's
what a rush.
That's Bart Scott's music. All right, that's Audio Files. Oh, my, we're way late. Bart, tell me about BetMGM.
Yes, BetMGM. The NBA playoffs are here and the New York Knicks are in. It's time for you to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner of the NBA. Download the BetMGM app today and make every playoff game and every play vital. Means so much more with same game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best daily promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs, and you get in on all the blue and orange action. As your New York Knicks drive the lane, find out why basketball fans love BetMGM and official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of sportsbooks with you wherever you go. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York or New Jersey only. Gambling problem call. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, this is one of my favorites right here. Boy, watching Kendrick dance to this. What's his name? The receiver from Philadelphia. You see why he liked her, but you forgot that he don't like women. He was fronting.
Man,
you ever seen Kendrick dance to this? She was on the Playboy Bunny thing?
No.
Oh, I'll show you, dog.
All right, show me. Wind Creek Bethlehem is your kind of fabulous. Enjoy Pennsylvania's loosest slots and most free play, plus live stadium gaming, a poker room, and the sportsbook powered by Betfred Sports. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we are getting closer and closer to Thursday, which is the second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party.
Damn, they got a busy week, man.
Yeah,
busy. Don't they got a pickleball game later?
They do? When is that? Well, that's Sunday.
They got a busy weekend.
Huh? Yeah, well, that's good. They get out. They do stuff. Come out to see their live broadcast. It starts at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from the Manhasset train station in the LIRR. And then after the show, they're all going to go to the Mets game at Citi Field, catch the matinee against the Cubs. So if you're headed to the game, look for the pregame party in Lot E along Roosevelt Avenue near the 7 Line. It's brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company. Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, maker of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA, a highly approachable brew that is packed with tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. And Bart, please Zing Zang responsibly.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got the Power Hour coming up, so stay with us. I do have to tell you, though, that dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everyone loves home runs. And when FanDuel is Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right. Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game, as if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/Allen to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. 21 or older, physically present in New York. Bonus issued, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. During the draft, there was plenty of talk of the Giants wanting to trade up so that they could get quarterback Drake May. Well, yesterday on McAfee, Adam Schefter said the Giants did want to move up, but it wasn't for the quarterback.
I believe that the Giants wanted Joel to slide to them. That's my belief, that that was the hope that he was going to get to them. And I think some of this quarterback talk for the Giants might have been a little camouflage to try to get somebody like Minnesota to trade up, because if they traded up to the Chargers spot at 5 and gotten J.J. McCarthy, Joe Alt would have slid right to the Giants slot at number 6. Mm. And that would have been ideal for a team that last year allowed its quarterbacks to be sacked 85 times.
That is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew, honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.